Exclusive, Representative Chip Roy, Democrats want to shut down government to send a political message against Republicans. By Hannah Knudsen on September 30, 2025. Democrats want to shut down the government to send a political message against Republicans. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. They're throwing out a whole host of other things they want to, quote, continue. Because they want to set up a political message against Republicans. Again, Republicans' message is pretty simple. Let's keep government funding the same way Democrats did. I think, 13 times during the Biden presidency to be able to continue to move things forward on a continuing resolution. Roy said, explaining that Republicans are simply pushing a clean resolution with no new programs added. Remember, they go to the floor and they would rail on Republicans. They want to shut down government. We want to keep government funded, right? Remember, I was Senator Cruz's chief of staff 13 years ago when he went to the floor and he said, look, or 12 years ago, went to the floor and said, hey, we don't want Obamacare to get implemented because we think it will be disastrous and expensive and drive up the cost of healthcare. He was correct. We were correct. But Democrats said, no, no, no. You got to fund government. You can't take government funding hostage because you want to stop Obamacare. He said, pointing to the great irony now in that Democrats are now doing the opposite, all over COVID-era subsidies. Well, here we are, and what Democrats are doing now is saying, no, no, we can't continue to fund government. We need to stop funding the government, not pay the troops. Not do all the things you do when you have government funding because they want to expand and extend COVID-era subsidies, Roy said. I'm not making this up. COVID-era, COVID-specific subsidies that they drafted that Republicans did not vote for. Not one Republican voted for it, those subsidies terminate this year. And they want to extend and expand those, and they also want to go back to the big, beautiful bill and relitigate a lot of the things we accomplished there to put work requirements on Medicaid to make sure that only people that are going to work are getting those kinds of government benefits. To relitigate whether illegal aliens are able to get health care. Roy, who is hoping to be the next Attorney General of Texas, explained. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Chip Roy. RTX, September 30, 2025. And if you add all that up, it's $1.5 trillion expansion. And this is why I think they're losing the argument. The American people are seeing through it. They understand. We want to keep government funded. We want to keep having debates about how we can correct and fix the broken healthcare system that was broken by Democrats with subsidies. Making it so that, neither you nor I, nor any of the listeners to this program can truly afford healthcare right now. Because they have subsidized the hell out of it. Inflating it so badly that it is now consuming a massive part of our GDP. And it's going to cost upwards of $7 trillion by 2031, he added. The government will officially shut down at midnight if no deal is reached. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.